to the Praying Wife podcast. I am your host, Corinne Cash. And as always, it is such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so very much for having me in your home or your car or your workspace or wherever you're listening to this. For today's episode, we are going to be focusing on a topic that dropped in my spirit as I was prayerful, as I always am, about what I would share today. And it is called Jesus is Calling. Now, for many of us, we know that God has been pulling us in a certain direction, right? Or talking to us about a particular decision we have to make or a shift either in our mindsets or in our predetermined plans. Many times we know when it's the Lord that's trying to speak to us about something, right? And oftentimes we choose either to ignore it or we put it off until we ourselves are comfortable with it. But when Jesus is calling you, When he's calling us, he expects a response. And the response that he is looking for is complete and utter obedience. And you know, I look in the Bible at so many stories, or instead of stories, I'll say historical accounts, because sometimes we can get so used to hearing the term Bible stories that we tend to forget that these are real accounts of what real people went through, like real women and real men who had real life issues. And still in the midst of that, God calls them to do something and their answer was yes. And sometimes though, like Jonah, if we remember Jonah and the whale, they are reluctant and just straight up try to run away from God and pretend like he didn't say anything to begin with, or as if he'll forget. And if we're honest, some of us can raise our hands to say that we kind of fall in the Jonah spectrum of, yeah, I heard God say something, but I'm just going to pretend like I didn't hear it, right? Or, and again, it's that until we feel like we're comfortable with that decision. Or, you know, maybe it's something that we're just kicking it down the road. But when God is calling us to do something, when God wants something done, it's going to get done. Either we're going to do it kicking and screaming the way that Jonah did, or he'll find someone else to do it. But I don't know about you. I want my answer to whatever it is God is calling me to be yes. And so it's important first that we know that we've all been created with a purpose, right? We all have something or some things that God has us here on earth to accomplish. And that thing or those things may be different for your neighbor, may be different even for your spouse. It looks different for one person than the other. Two of us, for example, may be called to be a preacher or a teacher, but there are some people that say, I was a teacher, you're a teacher, that I will never hear from, or they will never hear from me, but they may hear you, because we all have our own spheres of influence. And it's important for you to know what your own sphere looks like. Well, Corinne, you know, how can I know what my sphere of influence looks like? And I can tell you, if you just look around you, the people that you live with, the people that you work with, your family, the workers at the grocery store you go to, or the waiter at the restaurant you love, the few or many homeless persons that you pass on the street, the other parents or the teachers at your kid's school, the people who attend your church or your community group, you have a specific circle of people whose life you can make an impact on every single day. What is Jesus calling you to do within your sphere of influence? And even more importantly, can you hear what he's saying to you? You know, God speaks to us often through his Holy Spirit. And when we ask him for something like wisdom or direction or faith, he provides this generously. You know, the Bible says that, you know, ask for wisdom and he will provide it generously. He's faithful to do that. He doesn't withhold this from us, but is our spiritual ears even open to hear what it is he's saying? How is he guiding you to make that business decision that you've been asking him about? What strategies is he giving you for your marriage or to raise your children? Are our ears open to hear from him? And when we ask God for something, do we even expect that he'll do it? Or do we immediately plan how we're going to get it done on our own? And I guess it comes down to, you know, do we truly, like honestly and truly believe that he is who he says he is, our provider, our sustainer, our help, our refuge, our defender, our peace, our joy. He's full of love. Do we believe, really believe what he says with our whole heart and our mind and our strength? Or do we believe him with our head and through religion alone? And what I mean by that is sometimes if we're not careful, we can get caught up in, you know, just doing the Sunday routine or Saturday if you worship on that day, where we go to church, we get a good word, we leave filled up, but we don't put anything into practice that we learned on Sunday. Or, you know, we just know that we should pray because it's the right thing to do. You know, we hear about it, we're followers of Christ, and so this is just what Christians do. But when we pray, do we fully believe in the power of Christ? The Bible tells us, you know, in Matthew 15 and 8, and this is when Jesus was talking about the Pharisees, and he says, these people honor me with their lips. They say that I'm awesome. They say they, you know, I give you the praise. And you're awesome, Lord. They say it with their lips, but their hearts, like how they truly feel, they're far from me. And so these people, that they did not have a heart after God or for God. And it's so easy to get caught up in that when real life happens, right? When we're faced with difficult circumstances, when things show up or come up that we can't explain, we didn't prepare for, we don't understand, that hurts. We can question, you know, we sometimes draw back instead of pulling towards God. And it's like, where is my heart for the things of God? And Paul in 2 Timothy talks about the last days and how people will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them, like actually make them godly. And so let us not be caught in the trap of just doing spiritual things because it's cool or we want to look good or because it's a good idea, while at the same time not truly believing in what it is that we're doing. We say that God is a healer, but when we find sickness in our body, are we believing that he can heal us? Are we even taking that to him in prayer? Like, God, I thank you that you have healed and restored my body, even if it's a broken marriage, whatever it is. Do we take that to him? Or do we kind of just talk about it with our therapist or talk about it with our friends or, you know, and I'm not knocking therapy. Please do not take that away from what I just said, because I am a strong believer in a therapist. However, we have our Heavenly Father who wants to be all of these things for us, and he gives us divine guidance, and he wants us to bring them to him. He wants us to believe he is who we, out of our own mouths, who we say that he is. And you know, when we think about it, when we're praying, where is our minds? Like, where's your mind? Are you thinking of the 100 things on your to-do list? And so you're kind of just rushing through to be done with it. You're just praying today because just, you know, you just want to be able to say that, hey, I prayed today. Good. Check that off my list. Are you leaving time for God to speak after you've said your prayers? Remember that praying is a conversation, right? And good conversations are a two-way street. I say something, you respond. I say something back, you respond again. You know, it's a conversation. In the same way, when we're praying to our Heavenly Father, let us give him space to respond to us. And then after we've heard him speak, let us then in turn respond. Now it's our time. And the response, again, that he's looking for is a yes. Let us be encouraged to respond like Noah, who responded to God's call to build the ark, or respond like Abraham, who responded to God's call to leave his homeland, to go to a new land that God said that he will show him, or Moses, who responded to God's call to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. You know, he was running away from murder. He had committed murder years ago, but he knew that they didn't forget. But he still said yes. Or David, who responded to God's call to be king over all of Israel. He was a young boy. Or Isaiah and Jeremiah, who responded to God's call to be a prophet to the nations. Esther, she responded to intercede for her people before the king. Samuel said yes to being a prophet and a judge over Israel. Mary, we love her. She responded to the call to be the mother of our Savior. Peter, Andrew, James, John, they all responded to the call to become fishers of men. And Saul, we all know him now and love him as Paul. He responded to be that apostle to the Gentiles. All of these real life people, not just Bible stories, but real life people who had real life things going on. They heard the call of the Lord. And each of them, in spite of the fear or their insecurity, the doubt or the uncertainty, and despite the people around them saying that they're crazy or not believing they heard what they heard, like Noah, remember the people hadn't seen rain before. And so for Noah to be building this monstrosity of a boat, you know, an ark to prepare for this thing that they don't even know what he's talking about, they thought he was crazy. But in spite of that, he still said yes, and he was obedient to what God told him to do, despite not having all of the answers like Abraham or not even seeing a way it's possible because he was too old, right? When God said that I'm going to make you a father of nations, he was old. His wife was old and barren at that. And so despite that, he still believed what God said, despite being a young boy like David and even Jeremiah, who was called to be a prophet. Jeremiah was young. Despite the fact that doing what God says could have left her facing death, Esther said yes. Despite knowing the implications and the possible ending of an engagement like Mary, the shame that would come upon her and her entire family, in spite of all of that, she said yes. Jesus is calling all of us today. What will our answer be? And I encourage you to ponder this question today and to ask God to give you the strength to say yes. Lord, and even now we come before you. Thank you, Lord, not knowing what tomorrow holds, not knowing all the answers. But Lord, we know that you are God. We know that you love us more than we will ever understand. And while things don't always go our way, and though things around us aren't always good, Lord, we know that you are always good. We ask that you continue to speak to us, Lord. Help us to cut out the noise and the distractions of this world in order to hear your voice clearly. Help us to remember that we were created for a purpose and that we are always on your mind. Help us, Lord, to know your ways and to follow you with all of our heart, with our whole mind and our strength, God. We don't want to love you superficially. But Lord, we want to have a genuine love, genuine faith, a genuine belief of who you are and who we are in you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness in our lives. And we will serve you forever, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And really quickly, I do want to also offer a prayer if you happen to be joining in and not a believer in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if you're ready to take the call to hear what it is God is saying to you, listen, he is calling you too. He's calling you into peace, to hope, to restoration. He's calling you into faith and to love and to experience a joy like you've never experienced in your life. All he asks of you is to let him in. He just wants your yes. So if that's you, just pray this short prayer with me. Father, I know that I am a sinner, but I know that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for my sins. Thank you for this gift. I give you my life. I confess you are Lord, and I declare I will serve you for the rest of my life. Thank you for cleansing me. I receive your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. 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 If you have prayed that prayer for the first time or you renewed your commitment to the Lord, I invite you to please visit our website, go to the resources page, complete the form, I gave my life to Christ. We want to stay in touch with you. Know that there are a host of angels right now who are applauding and celebrating your decision that you made. And we want to just continue to surround you with a community and to love on you. So if you would go and visit and send us a message, that would be wonderful. Thank you all so much for tuning in and for joining me on today's episode. Be sure to follow us on social media, send us a message online. We have new blog posts on the website every week. So be sure to visit weekly to get your dose of devotionals. Be sure to please have a wonderful day. I will speak with you all again next week. God bless. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Praying Wife podcast. I do pray that you were blessed. Please remember that you are beautiful, you are powerful, you are made in the image of God, and you are loved. We will see you again next time.